Before you have a seat, let's pray together. God, we have, those of us that know you, recognize that there is no one that has loved us like you do. And it's amazing to think that the creator, the sustainer of the universe would meet us where we are. We're used to those that are in power, requiring that we meet with them on their terms. And yet you humbly and sacrificially came for us. Father, help us to allow that to sink in and for us to overflow with a sense of awe and respect and gratitude and thankfulness. We offer the time that we're here together this morning to you in hopes that when we leave, you will be honored and you'll be pleased. In Christ's name, amen. You can have a seat. So for several years now, we have used the weekend after Thanksgiving as we've used the adult weekend services to be a time to express our thanks to God, and we've used this open mic concept for it. And I know some of you now are a little nervous because you think we're going to pass the mic to you. And we hardly ever, well, we probably will do that, but just to catch you off guard. No, we're not going to, this is not meant to be any kind of a display. This is not some kind of a show that we're doing, but this idea of expressing thankfulness is, it's the opposite of what we're surrounded by so many times in our culture, and that is expressing entitledness. There's a passage here. This is Colossians 4:2. It says, it challenges us, says, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of entitlement. Remember what you deserve. And see, this is what we regularly do. But what God wants us to do is have this attitude of thanksgiving, of gratitude, of appreciation, and let that inform everything that goes along in our relationship with Him. And this, an attitude, when you look up the word, it just means a mindset. It's a choice of how I'm going to direct my thinking. Rather than just whatever happens, I'm going to choose. Like Becky and I, so Thursday morning, we joined about 2 million of our close friends around here, and we drove south. We drove down to see my mom for Thanksgiving. And it wasn't so bad going down. Coming back yesterday was kind of a bear. I use Waze, and Waze is great, but the one part of it I don't like is the time it gives you your ETA, and mine kept changing and not in the saving me time. And after a while, the theme in the car was, oh great, another 10 minutes, another 15 minutes. It was just a nightmare. And my co-pilot, Becky said, we should celebrate the small things. I just wanted to open the passenger door and invite her to hitchhike the rest of the way home. I wasn't celebrating small things at the moment. At one point, Waze did say, oh, your ETA is a minute less than it was, and then it added another 5, so it didn't really help. But our attitude is something we choose. And I can choose to be thankful. That doesn't mean I'm ignoring reality. It just means that I'm going to approach reality with a mindset that sets me up to really see what God's doing and what He offers me. And it's going to keep me from sliding into entitlement or just grousing and whining and complaining. One of the reasons it's important for us to be connected into a church family is we help each other with this. I catch myself in a bad way, and I can be around someone else. And a good attitude can be as infectious as a bad attitude. And so what we do for each other is we come alongside and we try to help each other see how is God working in the midst of this. And so in a few minutes, we'll have this open mic time. And I'd like to just give you an idea of how to approach this. And there are a lot of things that we can be thankful for. And every year we've had people that are glad, you know, for their family and their friends and their pet turtle and other things. And again, I'm not making fun of turtles. I think turtles are wonderful. But I want you to think about when we're expressing our thanksgiving to God and our gratitude, I want you to think of it as if Jesus were sitting right in front of you when you're speaking. And you're thinking, I wonder, this year, what have I recognized? How have I seen God work in my life? And it could be through some good things that have happened. Some of you that have had, you know, there's a health crisis that was averted, or a job, or a relationship, or something. Those are good. We should be grateful for the good things God brings our way. But there are other things that come along where God is equally as good. This past Wednesday, several of us went to Antioch Church. We were invited to be part of their Thanksgiving Eve service. And during there, they did an open mic time, and a lady stood up and she said, the very first thing is, I'm thankful to God for the pain I've endured this year. And what she said was, she wasn't grateful for pain, but she was grateful that God used the pain to help her see how good he is to sustain her. There are sometimes when it's difficulties that we endure that let us see just how close God is. We get to look back and we can see that he carried us through, or he provided, he protected us. So, thinking about good things, think about challenges. And look at this too, as you're saying thanks to Jesus for what he has done and how he's working in your life. You're also providing some encouragement and some help for others too that are really struggling. After the 9 o'clock service, there was a lady that she got up and said, you know, I'm thanking God for rejection. And her statement was, she's single. And because she has decided that she is going to not get involved sexually until she's married, she's had a lot of guys just reject her. And she goes, you know, for a while there, it bothered me. But, you know, I've been rejected because of my devotion to Jesus. And that's actually a good thing. And she had someone come up to her afterwards and thank her for that, because they have been struggling with the same kind of rejection. So you don't know who's listening and how it'll work. So those of you that can, I want you to come to a mic. Just tell us your name, what you're thankful for. I'm going to start it off. I've done this in each of the other two services. For me, this year, I am really thankful to God for my relationship with my dad. My dad passed away last month. Becky and I went down Thanksgiving to be with my mom. We stayed at the house. Mom is at a memory care facility for Alzheimer's. It's the first time I've been at the house like this. I got up early. Dad and I used to get up every morning. We're the early risers. And I'd get up, I'd go upstairs, and Dad would be at the, usually beat me to the table. He'd be there with his Bible and coffee and a couple devotionals that he did and a list of things that he prayed for. And I got up Friday morning, and there was no one up there. And it just struck me how much I miss him. We were best friends. Didn't start off that way. When I was born, pretty soon my dad and I both came to a conclusion. We were really disappointed. I didn't like him as a dad, and he really didn't get a bargain with me as a kid. We were father and son, but that was strictly an act of biology. Years later, when I accepted Christ, things changed and we became friends, because I quit fighting. I quit being the rebellious one. And then 14 years ago, we went from being father and son and friends to being brothers when my dad accepted Christ. All that to say is, I am so thankful that God was patient and persistent with my dad. He had a very stubborn pride, like many of us, and that's what kept him away from accepting Christ. And when Dad was 78, he finally humbled himself to realize that pride is my problem, and it's distanced me from God. And he recognized that God would forgive him. God wanted a relationship with him. And for these past 14 years, my dad has been just, it's a remarkable transformation in his life. I know some people say that at some point someone's too far gone. I just don't believe that. I've seen that firsthand. And I'm grateful for the time I had with Pop. I miss him dearly, but I am so glad that one day we'll be reunited. And for that, I am just eternally thankful to Christ for that. So we're going to open it up now. Any of you that have something you'd like to say as a tribute to Jesus, thanking him for what he's done, is doing in your life. If you come to a microphone, give us your name, tell your story, and we'll start now.
My family. I just want to say my father had a stroke, and he's 89, almost 90. He's recovering quite well, and I know that's God working in his life. When Rusty spoke a few minutes ago, it reminded me of my father. Valerie and me and my daughter went over to visit him last Sunday, and he was reading his Bible. That's what he does all the time now. And I'm grateful to that. I'm grateful to God for that and many, many other blessings. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, and I'm most grateful that my brother is in treatment or in recovery now for heroin addiction. He overdosed in April and almost died. So it's been a long, long time coming, and I'm just so grateful that it's finally happened.
Those of you know Yolanda, she has been a sister that has dearly loved her brother for a long time and has stayed after it, so I know he's grateful for you.
Hi, my name is Harrison, and I am with my dad, and I'm thankful for being baptized this September.
And so am I. my name's Ray. I'm Harrison's dad, and I don't say this enough, but I'm definitely thankful for my wife for being there for hard times. My mother has Alzheimer's, and she's been a rock for me. So.
Thank you, guys.
My name's Lisa, and this year I'm very thankful for the opportunities that I've been given by this church, actually. So recently I started, I've been volunteering with Sprouts for like a couple years now, but recently I just felt like a calling, like I want to lead the service. So I started leading, and I got that calling when I was kind of like going through a little bit of a tough time and feeling a little alone. And I didn't really understand that by showing these kids how much God loves them, God would be, and they would be showing me how much God loves me too. So I'm really appreciative for that.
We might use you for advertising. A lot of people miss that. They see what it's going to cost me, and they don't see that by investing the way God wants me to, He's got some things in store for me that I wouldn't know otherwise. Thank you. Who else?
What?
Talk about being put on the spot. my name is Danielle, and I'm apparently now going to share everything that I'm grateful for as well. We have, as a family, a lot of not fun circumstances, and we'll put it at that. But every day, here, I want to do it now. But I do want to say that in every single day, in every single moment, we do try to find the blessings, and sometimes when things are really, really tough, just try to find that littlest thing. A lot of times it's my kids, my husband, my pets, obviously the simple things, but also sometimes it's simple. Thank you, God, for letting me wake up this morning. Thank you for letting me see the birds. Thank you for letting me see the sun.
Hi, my name is Mila, and I'm thankful for my family.
Thanks for encouraging your mom to talk.
My name is Samira, and I am grateful for New Hope Church.
So is Mom. Very, very grateful. And I also feel like I was drug up here. And I'm grateful for that. And for the peace that's in our life at this moment, and a peaceful Thanksgiving. I'm very grateful.
It's good not to take that for granted.
Not at all.
One thing about having our kids in the service, it's a reminder to us that we pass on to generations the things that are really important. And by having them involved in this and letting them express thanks and gratitude, it can inspire the adults here to adjust our attitudes as we need to. Hey.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and that's exactly true, too. I hadn't planned on coming up here, but my children encouraged me, so they did want to say a couple things that they were thankful for. My name is Jake, my lovely wife back there, Carissa, as well, too. So my children here, Levi, Evelyn, and Gavin, they want to come up here and just say what they were thankful for.
My name is Levi, and I'm thankful for great people in my life.
My name is Evelyn, but you can call me Eve. I'm thankful for my sister because I usually don't have anybody to play with when I get home from school. I'm also thankful for cats because I love cats.
My name is Gavin, and I'm thankful for my friends.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to see you squat at that microphone again. That was, it made my back hurt, to tell you the truth.
Hi, my name is Nana. I'm thankful for my family and the food.
We got time for a couple more. Anybody else?
Hi, I'm Crystal, and I'm really thankful this week. God just gave me a really sweet reminder of what's really important. You know, you're so busy at times as a mom, and I'm a grandma. I'm also very thankful. I got news. I have another grandbaby on the way. It's a grandson, and he's healthy, so praise God for that. But this week, I saw a video that a friend posted of her parents dancing in the morning. And they were dancing to the song by Don Williams. It's about love. I forget right now. I will remember when I sit down. But anyway, they were dancing. It was the morning. And their daughter was taking the video of them. And right now, that woman is in an Alzheimer's unit. The husband is suffering with cancer. But it was just really, really precious. And God just used it in my life to sort of show me that I need to slow down and just love on people. It's really, really important to, you know, take that time and love and dance. So that was what God gave me this week, and I was really grateful.
Hello, I'm Stephanie, and I just want to say that this year I'm really thankful for my husband and our small group. God's doing a lot of work in my life with just reminding me to, you know, not focus so much on work and all these other just worldly things, and just to refocus my life on what's really important. And it's really nice to have such a good network to help reinforce that and be there with me as I'm, you know, just trying to, you know, apply what's in the Bible to my life and really just stay focused and stay on track. And then also, I'm really grateful that the Holy Spirit is working in me, because we've got a lot of people who are going through a lot in the church who are hurting. We've got celebrations with births, and it's really neat when the Holy Spirit is working through me and I'm doing a devotion, and then I want to share that with someone in our small group or who's not in our small group, and then I find out that it really touched them because they were having a really tough day and really needed to hear that. So I'm just seeing God work, you know, in these really neat ways. So I'm just really thankful for the people who are pouring in my life and just seeing him work through me in other people's lives. So I just want to share that.
Hi, my name is Bill Carter, and I just want to tell everybody how thankful I am for my wife, Lisa. 21 years, and I want to do it 21 years over and over and over again. You go for your ups, you go for your downs, it's a marathon, and I can tell you, after you deal with the distractions of both kids, in-laws, work, when you finally get through all of that and you still have that one person that's always your teammate, it's the coolest thing in the world. She's my best friend, and I love her so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Hey, friends and family, everyone out there. I'm grateful to the Lord. I'm grateful to this church. excuse me, many of you have been here for me across the years. I've made a family here. And my small group has been tremendous in that. I'm thankful because I have a best friend who I lost on the 17th, but with the help of my small group, we brought her to Christ. We brought her back to Christ. For 3 years, she hated him. I don't want to hear about your God. None of it. I don't want it. And one of the last times I saw her, she was holding a little wooden, she was in the hospital holding a little wooden cross in her hand. And I was taken aback when I saw her, and she was sleeping, and I couldn't believe it, and I'm shaking. I took a picture of it, and my God, I was so grateful for what we had done for her. And then she passed away a couple weeks later, on a Sunday, on November 17th, and then 5 days later, I was in an automobile accident, 9 cars, and we all were here, and the Lord was holding our hands, all of us. I'm grateful for my family, my personal family, my church family. I'm grateful for you all, and that's about it. I'm kind of shaky right now for all that's been going on, but I just want to thank you all. I know if you're on the prayer team, I know you've been praying for Mary all these months and months, and you know her name, and you know all the prayers that I've asked, and I thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Hi, I'm Hillary, and actually Robin and I are in the same small group, so I'm new to New Hope. I've only been going here since the end of May, and I just want to say I'm so grateful and so thankful that I found this church, because I was able to find small groups and communities that have been praying for me. Last year, this time, I was raised a Christian. I was baptized a Christian, and from the cradle, and I thought that I was steadily going kind of in a direction, but then I wasn't really going anywhere, and I just kind of
pray and here and there, but this year God has brought me back to him, and I cling to him all the time through financial crisis, through the fact that my family and I are hoping we don't lose our home. My mom has had 3 seizures, been in the hospital twice. I thought she was going to die. But God has brought me to this church. I've driven by this church for 9 years. I drove by this church. And I was always wondering what this place was like. And then when my mom had her seizure, her first one in March, is when I said, all right, God, I got down on my knees on the chapel in Santerra, and I prayed that God would find a way. And her physical therapist, who was a Muslim, he came in to do his afternoon prayer, and he helped my mom get into a place so that because I didn't know how to take care of her at that point. But God just was using all these ways, and he told me I need to come here, and so I'm here. And it's important that Christians, we don't just do it by ourselves. We need a community. So if you're not in a small group and you don't have a community, you're going to be struggling the whole time because you need people to pray for you. And you may not get exactly what you think, but you will get what you need if you stick with your community. And that's what I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for this church and for community and for all the prayers. And just know that God is with you no matter your situation, no matter what you are in. I didn't think that I could know a love like I know with God until this year, and really until this month of struggle and praying and crying and everything. I didn't realize how much I love God and how deep it is. And if you're going through anything, just don't give up. Keep going. God is always with you.
Thank you.
Is it okay to take it? Good morning. My name is Dina Stewart, and this is my sister, Pamela Osbury. I moved to Occoquan, Virginia in 2011, and I just was riding past 123, and I started coming to New Hope at that time. And I come here often, and when I'm not here, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I go to Atlanta a couple of times a month. My sister came here a couple of weeks, I guess last month for the first time, and she didn't know where I was coming to church, and she came here and she fell in love with the church. I know Rusty, and in during the 11 years I've been going here, I've had peaks and valleys. And when I wrote on the back of the card once to Rusty, he reached out to me immediately. And I can tell you I'm very grateful for this church and the church family. And when I reached out to Rusty, I can tell you it made a huge difference in my life in the peaks and valleys. And I tell you, I'm so grateful for, I won't go into the details of everything, but I can tell you I'm still standing on my feet. I'm a military brat. I was in the military, and I still work for the military. And I'm so grateful for my sister who lives in Richmond, that when I was going through the valleys, she would be here on the drop of a dime if I needed her. And I'm so grateful for this church family that maybe you're saying, well, I see her sometimes, I don't, but I'll tell you when I'm not here, I've been through the death of my parents, and I know how that feels. I have a granddaughter that's 5 months old, lives in Atlanta. Before that, my parents were in Atlanta, so that's why I'm back and forth. But I'm just so grateful, and I'm so thankful to be here. Everything, you know, is always, I had a plan, but it wasn't my plan. It was God's plan, and that was the best plan. So I just want to I'm so thankful to be here, and I'm so blessed, and I'm so grateful for my sister, Pamela Osbury. And
I have to say that she does. She raves about your church, and she talks about your church all the time. I think I know all of the different times that you can come, and I love the fact that you have so many times available for people to attend. That's awesome. So no one has any excuse for missing any of the word here. None. So.
Could you say that one more time?
And no one has any excuse for missing and I enjoy the praise and worship. And Dina saw me. I'm a worshiper. I'm a dancer. And I love the freedom to dance in the aisles. I don't know if any of you are here, so I actually danced in the aisles because I love to worship God because he's worthy. So I'm very thankful for the freedom in this church and the word that's taught here. So always let your pastors know that and encourage them and keep praying for them.
Thank you, guys. And I appreciate you dancing because I can't. So you can do it for me.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Allie.
I'm so thankful for my family and the friends that I've made, and they will never leave me, and all the doctors that helped me throughout the years.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm short. I'm Sarah, and I just moved here from Texas during the summer. And I've been single for 20 years, and I just learned, really, actually this month, or last month, November, the difference in the way you say a word, and the word is rejected. And I've been dating, and I've been drawing a line in the sand that I am pure. God is number one in my life, and I kept getting rejected. And then one day, I went, I'm rejected because of God. That's amazing, you know? This is awesome, you know? Where I've always felt being rejected was bad. So it's amazing how you can take a word and see it in different ways. And I'm thrilled to be rejected.
It's a mindset. It's an attitude where you see things from God's perspective. And that's something we choose to do. It doesn't. What happens naturally is shame and guilt and all this kind of stuff. Oh, Steele, I've got a book for you in my office afterwards. I shouldn't have said that out loud, but I did because it's got your name on it, too. So go right ahead.
Hi, I'm Steele McGonigal. I'm thankful for the struggle and the challenges that I've been through in my life. I just think that, you know, without those challenges and struggles, I wouldn't have the experiences that I have today, and I wouldn't know the people I know today, and I wouldn't be in the place I am today. So I'm just very thankful for that. It is hard to realize that sometimes because, you know, the challenges and the struggles are not easy to go through, but they are what we need sometimes. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Thank you, sir. Got time for one or two more.
Hi, my name is Jamel. And for Thanksgiving morning, I had a chance to go to inner city Baltimore, where three churches got together to feed the homeless, give out clothes and all these things. And it just blessed my heart for churches working together. And I go to a church in Silver Spring, and the people who are two person who are leading this effort were Danny and Cece. And I was so blessed, a homeless person came up to Danny and said, "Why are you doing this?" And he started going into his testimony. He said, "Yeah, I was a drug dealer, I was selling drugs, and you know, all these things, but God restored me. And there's hope in Christ." And I was just blessed as he was sharing with this homeless man. And but more than anything, I mean, just churches coming together, loving each other, not trying to up each other or anything like that. It was just a blessing on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good morning. My name is Dan, and yesterday, during my quiet time, I was thinking about how graceful our Father is, and I thought about how thankful I am for the salvation that he gives us, and how every day I fall short of being the man that he wants me to be, and I thought, my sins have been paid for through his loss. And I thought about, I have two daughters. He willingly gave up his only son for our salvation. And for me to think about that and how much I cherish the life of my two daughters, he knows the price that's been paid for our salvation. And that gives me hope. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Ingrid.
I am grateful, Lord, because you have placed me in this church. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and my sisters. Thank you, Lord, for during my hard times, they have been there with me and for me. Thank you because their prayers have changed my life. Thank you, Lord, for my mother's life. For this year, she had a heart attack. My mother is 82 years old, and I know the Lord as my healer and her healer. Now she's a believer in the Lord because she has seen the power of God in her life. So I'm very grateful for the Lord has placed us in a community of believers that strive for the Lord, that seek the Lord with all their hearts, all their minds, and all their souls. Amen.
My name is Marlon Hudson, and I just want to say I thank God for life. I thank God for knowledge. I thank God for love, and I thank God for his continuous walk with me. June of this year, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Just so happened I went to go do a wellness check on myself, and I found out that I had prostate cancer. I went through some things with that process, but when the doctor told me I had cancer, immediately it just struck me hard. I immediately started crying, and I just asked God why and how. I was in the military. I served the military for 22 years, and I'm asking myself, how is this possible? But after I cried a little bit and I called some people and let them know I had prostate cancer, I just sat in my hospital room for a minute, and I just threw my hand up. I said, you know what, God, you got this. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to stress over it. I'm not going to do any of those things. So I went through my process of all my appointments and things like that. I'm about to get emotional, I'm sorry. But I went through my appointments and all the process. And so July of the same year, I had robotic surgery. So where they had the prostate removed. And August 14th, the doctor called me and told me I was cancer-free. So I just take that as a strong belief in God, and I really put my life in God's hand at that time. I always tell my friend that we joke around a lot about the walk with God, and I always tell her my walk is not as great as her walk, and she always tell me we have the same walk, it's just our walk is a little different. And I just want to share that, guys, with you, and I just thank God that he gave me the ability to share that with other men. And also to just let them know, hey, get yourself checked. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. My name is Dietmar Krein, and I just want to say I'm awfully thankful for the journey God has taken me through the last 3.5 years. Rusty and I have had some conversations about it pertaining to my job, but through it all, it's a humbling experience to really trust God, but I will tell you, as I stand here, his timing is absolutely perfect. He's never late. He's always on time. And the doors that he's opened for me have been absolutely incredible. So I will just say, if you're struggling through something like that, don't give up faith. Don't give up hope. He will be there for you. And I live to attest to that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, good morning. My name is Jennifer, and I'm thankful this year. It seems like there's been a shift here at New Hope that I'm realizing with prayer. And a couple weeks ago on a Saturday night service, I came up and had a prayer time right here with Missy. And it was just really meaningful. It was an appointment. You know how that happens sometimes. And earlier that day, I caught myself saying to somebody about something that someone was asking for some advice about. I said, well, I'm not really an authority on this, but, you know, this is what I can give you. And so later that night, when I was here at that Saturday night service and had this prayer time, Missy said that word. She said, God wants you to know that you're an authority over this. And I thought, that's an interesting word, because I don't really use that in my everyday language. And I caught myself saying it earlier that day, and then here she is praying it over me from the words of God. Because she had no idea of knowing that, and she basically sent me on my way saying you're the authority. And something has just kind of clicked since that happened in my life. And just saying, okay, God said I'm an authority. I mean, yeah, Missy prayed it, but it was from the heart of God that night. And anyways, fast forward in the last couple of weeks, I've had a couple opportunities come up. And this last week, we were on our way to pick up my daughter from an internship that she's doing in Maryland so she could come home for Thanksgiving break. And my son and his girlfriend and I had an opportunity to go see an African children's choir that was on the way. To be really honest, I was kind of doing it just to break up the trip a little bit, and we love music. My son's the one up here playing guitar. But it was a divine appointment once again. And so we were there, and anyways, long story short, they asked for some help. They were coming from 2 hours away in Maryland to here in the D.C. area, and they had some holes in their schedule, and they just needed some help with basic things like food and some recreation. And I reached out to our church here, and they were closed. We just finished doing Feed My Starving Children this week, and the staff was off. But I spoke with Terry and Kim Feld, and they said, you know what, our church is part of this really awesome network called North Star. Why don't you reach out to them? Anyways, there's a facility that's 8 minutes from my house out in Manassas. They opened up their doors to us. We were able as a family this weekend to host 30 children that just arrived from South Africa last week. All we did was play dodgeball, hang out, play some board games, eat some good food, have some fellowship. And this morning when I was thinking about it, I remembered this prayer time here. And God's saying, you are the authority in this, walk in it. And to see that come to fruition in like 7 weeks, basically, of seeing him just anoint my path and just saying, just do this in my name. And I'm gonna see what I will do, see what I will bless. And he did that. And I'm also thankful for my family just stepping up and coming alongside. We kind of have a motto of Team Stovall. We just come alongside each other whenever we need. And I'm grateful for that today. Thank you.
You can take the mic out if you want to.
It's okay.
Or you can get some exercise.
Okay. So I'm Sam. This is Miles. I'm thankful for New Hope. Thankful for Pastor Rusty. Thankful for all the women in HERS ministry in children's time. Everyone that knows my son and laughs at all his silliness because we're quiet in the church and I'm trying to do more, but... you don't know how much that you actually mean to me and to Miles. And even if you just say hi, it has helped us get through our day because our life is not all that great, but we've never really worried because we know God is there and he will see us through. And I just read the book, Heaven is for Real. And if anyone has ever read that, I'm thankful for my son because I truly do believe that God uses him to help me. Even right now, he said, Mom, we have to go. And so I'm just thankful for so much, and I don't want to keep you because many people want to say thank you. But, Lord, we're thankful for you, and we're thankful for you being everywhere that we are. We're thankful for the people that have no idea that they're touching us and helping us through, but they are. So what does Miles want to say?
I'm thankful for my family, my friends, my cousins, and God.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Darlene, and I'm thankful to the Lord because when my dog died, I thought I couldn't do anything no more and life was over, but God helped me, and also my friends and my family helped me a lot with it, and God helped me that life can move on, that you can move on, that Peppy will always be in your heart, even though she's not around. So I'm thankful to the Lord and my friends and my family for helping me come over that.
Good morning. My name is Peter from Holland, Michigan. Enjoying being here. One thing that I am thankful for. This is my first time in Washington, D.C. area, and we enjoyed going to the different memorials and went to the Lincoln Memorial yesterday, and hearing people from many different languages there in different countries. Being thankful for the freedom that we have here in the United States. Now, this country, I'm proud to be a member of, and I thank the people in the armed services and other branches of government and so forth that have tried to preserve our freedoms here. I'm very proud of my son and his family serving in the Navy. But, you know, we have a citizenship in heaven as Christians that will have people from every tribe, tongue, nation. It's sort of like that experience at the Lincoln Memorial yesterday. And with Abraham Lincoln bringing a sense of freedom to our country, helping end slavery here, as much as we can represent Christ in the world and be light, as flawed as this country is, let your light shine. And I told my son, I'm very proud of him being part of that military and trying to preserve freedom in the world. So thank the Lord, and thank you for all you folks that are serving.
Hi, I'm Rachel. We recently just moved to Lorton, just from Woodbridge, but I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I grew up going to a church there with my family every week, and it was such an important part of my life that I missed it when I came here. I couldn't find anything like it until we moved to Lorton and found this church and Rusty and all of you. And I kept getting pulled back, saying, I need you to go to church. I need you to go find something like back home. But I could never do it. We tried hundreds of churches. Well, not really, but maybe 10, 15 churches, and we couldn't find anything like it. And I gave up, and I just went at home, sat on Sunday mornings, went to work, would work on Sundays so I couldn't think about it. And I was so depressed and so upset and kept feeling this pull back. And we finally came here a couple of times, and every single time I came here, I just cried. And I said, why? Why am I crying? This is a good thing. And every time that they were singing a song, I would just get so emotional. And I think that's because I felt him. I think that's because I realized that I was where I'm supposed to be and that he was talking to me and saying, you're in the right place. And so, sorry. I'm just happy to be here, and I'm thankful for God to give me that push and to make me follow his directions instead of ignoring him. So I'm so thankful for God making me uncomfortable and pushing me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jenny Herzog, and this year I've done something that I've never done at New Hope, and that's joined the prayer team. And I can't tell you how much it's changed my life. I mean, we have some amazing people that come together every Monday night, and we pray for this church. And it's just like an amazing move of God every Monday. And I just feel so close to him. And I just want you to know, because I think they're kind of behind the scenes, the unsung heroes of this church, but there are some warriors here that are praying for you, for your families, for the staff, for all the ministries that we have here, and for our nation and our world. And it is just such a powerful experience to be a part of it. And I'm really blessed and grateful. And if you are thinking about it, we would love to have you come out. It's mostly women, a couple men, so we'd love to have some more men. But it really is an amazing group of people that are loving this church. So I'm grateful for that. Thanks.
Good morning, New Hope. My name is Tina Fox, and I am grateful for surrender. This year, 2 months ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I'm 46 years old, and I'm actually happy for this diagnosis because prior to that, I had a hard time surrendering control over so many areas of my life. And I no longer have that. I've been put into the present. I have been given
the greatest love through my husband and my children. I have seen humanity come pouring out in love and support. And I never thought I'd have that. I always thought that I was the one that would support others. But being put in this situation has me very grateful for all the things in life. And I hope for anybody out there who is in control of their life that the concept of surrender meets you in its own way and that you become grateful for everything that you have in the present like I have. So thank you, God, for this.
Thank you, Tina.
Hello, my name is Gabby San Diego. I'm a senior at South County High School. And I just wanted to say that I'm very thankful for God's timing. I think recently in the past year, there's been a lot of moments where I've like really, really wanted something and it kind of just hasn't really unfolded at the time. And kind of looking at back at things now, I realize that in those moments, I wasn't really ready. And like that's something that I didn't know at the time. That's something that only God can understand. And just an example of that is like I play basketball and I play basketball basically my entire life. And my sophomore year at South County was probably the best basketball year that I had. And so going to my junior year, I was very pumped, worked really, really hard because I was ready to kind of elevate how I played. And then we even had a more talented team, so we had a lot of big expectations. And then middle of the season, the day after my birthday actually, it was kind of unfortunate. I had an injury, so I wasn't really able to play at my best for the rest of the season. And I ended up getting surgery in March, which was also kind of tough just with like the recruiting process. But at the time, it was a big struggle. But I was recently able to commit to play basketball at Christopher Newport. So just knowing that God has me and being able to trust in his plan, I'm just really grateful for the timing and him just giving me the courage to be patient and understanding with the process and everything. So, yeah.
Thank you. I know there's some of you that you're thinking, I should have gone up there. Shame on you for not. No. Do this. I mean, if there's something that you know you're thankful for, it's a pressure to come up here. And I'm so grateful for everyone that did. But there are ways that we can express our gratitude, both in prayer, we're going to do that in a few minutes, but also share some of these stories with people around you because they need it as well as you need to share it and they need to hear it. Let's pray together. God, for these pictures of how you're working, we are so grateful. And to see it in the process of people facing things that they were not expecting and not wanting, but facing them and then discovering that you're right there with them, that you offer hope, you offer strength, you offer courage, you offer purpose. God, help us to remember that you are always at work. You're always at work doing good things. You meet us right where we are, and you give us just what we need. Help us to never shortchange you and to let you be as big as you are in our sight and never make you so small as if you can't come through. We're grateful. Please help us to live in light of this attitude of thanksgiving. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.